The Red for Ed movement has been led primarily by Noah Carvelis of Arizona Educators United and Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association. Now that it appears the teacher walkout will officially end tomorrow, we wanted to find out what they thought of the overall outcome. I spoke with Joe Thomas earlier this morning and started by asking him if the walkout is definitely coming to a close.
Well, teachers never really wanted to leave their classroom. I mean, they felt that they had to come down to the Capitol after the emails and the phone calls didn't work. And what we realized yesterday is we gave the legislature and the governor an opportunity to be part of historic reverses of cuts to bring $1 billion back into the classroom. The majority party wanted nothing to do with it. We can gain no traction with it. And we see that this is going to be a partisan budget that's going to be shoved through today. So what we announced last night was let's close this budget out. Let's get resources that have been put into it into our classrooms as soon as possible. And we're going to return to the classrooms to be with our students. And the tactic then will switch towards the November election with potentially putting resources on a ballot through an initiative process. Again, if the legislature doesn't want to be part of history, then we'll make history ourselves.
Right. Clearly, this movement doesn't end when teachers go back to the classroom.
Oh, this movement will be around for years. I think that the experience, today being the fifth day at the Capitol, has been an enriching field trip, if you will. Protest, opportunity to interact with legislators, tell the story of your students and your schools, and to see so many of them turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to what we know is going on in our classrooms. Educators are frustrated. They are more resolved than ever in finding change. And if we can't change people's minds, then I think more and more of the educators are realizing they're going to have to change some of the people down there.
How would you respond to people who would say, I support the teachers getting the pay increase, I support getting hundreds of millions of dollars more back into the classroom, even more than that, because they were taken away over the course of the recession and following the recession. But teachers were out of their classrooms for 5 days, and ultimately it sounds as though, from the budget standpoint, not much has moved based on what we saw from last Thursday. Is that true or not?
Well, the budget hasn't moved very much at all, and I think that's a surprise to everybody that's paying attention, that you could bring 150,000 people down to the legislature over 4 days. I don't know how many will be there today, and have that not even register with a governor to or a legislature to see the absolute plight that our students and schools are facing. I do believe that the victories that happened before the walkout, with getting $250 million into education that wasn't in the governor's plans. I mean, the movement forced his hand on that. But the other victories and the other successes are really around the solidarity and the fellowship that was created by being together and hearing so many other educators say the exact same things that you've been thinking and you've been saying, that we must do better for our students, that we're going to have to leave our comfort zones as educators and lobby and request more funds for our students. We're going to have to get further out of our comfort zones, and we're going to have to be more courageous. The difficulty is if the fifth grade teacher who teaches 37, 38 students every day, if they're the most courageous person in the state, then we're not going to change education for our students. We have to have more parents. We have to have more business and community leaders stand alongside us to make sure that our students receive the resources they need so they can go to the schools they deserve. That to us is the lesson that we've learned in this, is we're very powerful together. We have I think we have a trusted voice in all of this, and we have moved the needle on how things are done down at the legislature. We just have a lot of legislators that are refusing to reinvest in students, and that's really disappointing.
Ultimately, did you ever think this kind of thing would happen in Arizona?
I've lived here 21 years, and I have waited for a moment like this for most of those years. I am pleasantly surprised by the level of activism that we're seeing in our educators right now. And I have said for years, the day our educators and our parents stand side by side and demand better schools, we'll have them. And we are so close to that happening right now. I think that we have moved the needle on what the politicians believe the public is willing to do for students. This has been a disruption for 5 days, but it's been a positive one. And I'm glad that it happened, because I think that everyone has grown from this, this teachable moment that we've had down at the legislature.
Joe Thomas is president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.